I greet you in Jesus' precious name. It is Thursday morning, the 18th of April, 2024, and this is your friend, Angus Buchan, with a thought for the day. We start off in Psalm 27 and verse 1. The Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? The Lord is the strength of my life. Of whom shall I be afraid? And then we go to the book of Matthew, the Gospel of Matthew, chapter 28 and verse 20, the last verse in the book of Matthew. I am with you always, even to the end of the age. You and I can never be alone. He has promised us, Jesus, that he will be with us always. We must always add his resources to our own when we are making calculations. That's what F.B. Meyer says, and I agree. So when you sit down and you are working out your budget, when you are working out your spreadsheet, when you are making plans for your future, always put next to it a little plus sign, but God. So when people come to you and say, it'll never happen, it's too big, you are not capable of doing that. You just answer two words, but God. Remember, we can do all things through Christ Jesus who strengthens us. That man by the name of William Carey, who translated the Bible from English into many difficult Indian languages. Yes, he was just a cobbler. People mocked him, said, you're a shoemaker, are you? He said, no, I can't make shoes. I can only repair them. And yet God used that man because he brought God into all his calculations. He became the chief interpreter to the high court in Delhi. Country boy, just a man that could repair shoes. Why? Because he added God into all his calculations. He added God into all his resources. He said, attempt great things for God and expect great things from God. Today, remember, put but God to all your calculations and you'll be surprised at what things you can do for the King. Jesus bless you and have a lovely day. Goodbye.